Introducing today's contestant, a screenwriter and actor from Los Angeles, California, Gary Patton. A marketing manager from Phoenix, Arizona, Sidra Kundra. And a returning champion, a program manager from Seattle, Washington, Andrew Kramer, whose one day cash winnings total $3,599. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thanks, Johnny. Yeah, I know, folks. Not much money for our champion, Andrew. We had some tough material on yesterday's program, and that helped keep the scores low. But today, it's different. The material is easier, and it's a lot more fun. Sidra, Gary, Andrew, good luck. Here we go. Jeopardy round. Let's see what happens with these categories. Starting off with the Field Marshal Plan. Next, Legalese. Achievement Unlocked. Sounds easy. Three-letter words. Lit Puri. And finally, we want you to name the movie we would like to rewrite. A pitch for a happier movie ending. Andrew.
Marshall Plan for 400, please.
Beaten by Napoleon at Ligny, Prussian Gebhard Blücher retreated, then marched west in time to turn the tide of this 1815 battle. Gary.
What is Austerlitz?
No.
What is
Waterloo, yes.
Marshall Plan for 600.
In 1848, Marshal Windischgratz helped get the crown of Austria for young Franz Joseph of this imperial house. Andrew.
What's that, Habsburgs?
Oh, got it in time. Good.
Marshall for 800.
Also known as the Desert Fox, he wanted to keep German reserves near the French coast to repel Allied invasion, but was overruled. Andrew again.
It was Rommel.
Good.
Marshall, 1,000.
Field Marshal Karl Mannerheim led this nation in its 1939-40 winter war with the Soviet Union. Gary?
What is Finland?
Good. You're on the plus side again.
Lipari for 8.
Largo Desolato is a 1985 play by this future Czech president. Gary?
Who's Václav Havel?
Yes.
1,000, Lipari.
Swan's Way is volume one of this author's Remembrance of Things Past. Gary again.
Proust.
Good.
The Prairie Six.
The title felony in this Dostoevsky novel is the murder of a mean old woman who supposedly no one will miss. Gary.
What is Crime and Punishment?
Correct.
Three-letter words, 8.
18th century men often wore a gooseberry, a large frizzled one of these. Gary.
The hat?
No. Sidra or Andrew? It's a wig, not a hat. Back to you, Gary.
Three-letter, 1,000.
A family or group of whales is known by this term. Gary.
What is a pod?
Pod is right.
Three-letter, 6.
On Game of Thrones, Peter Dinklage's character was called this word, which means a mischievous child. Sidra.
What is imp?
Imp, you're on the board.
Achievement unlocked, 800.
In 1914, this Belarusian-born man painted The Praying Jew, also called the Rabbi of Vitebsk. Gary.
Who's Chagall?
Yes.
Achievement, 1,000.
James Chadwick won the 1935 Nobel in Physics for the discovery of this, a subatomic particle having no charge. Gary.
There's a neutron?
Neutron, right you are.
Achievement, 6.
In 2019, a six-man team endured huge frigid waves to row 690 miles across this passage between South America and Antarctica, named for an explorer. Andrew.
Was Magellan?
No. Gary.
What is the Drake Passage?
That's it.
Achievement 4.
After descending the ladder of the lunar module, this second man to walk on the moon stated the obvious. Beautiful view. Andrew.
Who's Aldrin?
Yes.
Field Marshal Plan 200.
Field Marshal Bernard Montgomery once said, rule one on page one of the Book of War is, do not march on this Russian city. Andrew.
Was Moscow.
Yes, and that takes you to 1800. Takes us to break number one. We'll pause. Back in a moment. Stay with us. Gary Patton is from Los Angeles, where he was born in the Soviet Union. He likes to write about space travel. Why?
I think like all kids, we grew up obsessed with space and the amazing achievements people have made. And especially, you know, being born in Russia, we all admire people like Yuri Gagarin, who I actually wrote a screenplay about. He's one of the, you know, most amazing.
Yeah. It's exciting stuff just to think about it, the possibilities, the potential. Good for you. Keep it going. Cedra Condren from Phoenix, Arizona, is a marketing manager who met her husband after he had beaten her out of a job.
I'm so glad you ended it that way. That's a tough one to answer. We were both up for the same role at a radio station.
Ah.
I thought I had the inside track. I already was an employee for that company, but they went with the guy from California.
I'd have picked you.
Thanks.
All right, Andrew Kramer is a program manager from Seattle who did some pro bono work with the America Corps.
Oh, yes. I highly recommend it for any senior coming out of high school who just wants some time to learn about the world and figure out how they want to take the direction of what to do next.
Okay, good advice. You're in command of the board. Go ahead, make a selection for us as we continue.
Legalese for 800, please.
Answer? Daily Double.
I'd like to make it a true daily double, please.
All right. This two-word Latin phrase means way of operating and shows a pattern of criminal behavior.
What is modus operandi?
That's it. And you're at 3,600. Go again.
Legalese for 1,000, please.
This visible sign to identify a company's goods can suffer dilution if its distinctiveness is reduced by a sign that's too similar. Talking about trademarks. Back to you, Andrew.
Legalese for 600.
Libel can be a criminal offense, but in most states, this type of spoken defamatory assertion is civil only. Cedra.
What is slander?
Yes.
A pitch for a happier movie ending, 600.
I know it ends the movie quickly, but what if that guy doesn't kill the dog of the boogeyman slash unstoppable killing machine? Cedra.
What is John Wick?
Yes.
Happier ending, 800.
John Coffey doesn't ride the lightning and instead gets a full pardon and is released from death row. Gary.
This is Green Mile.
That's the movie.
Pitch for a happier movie ending, 1,000.
Who knew Macaulay Culkin carried bee repellent? A simple fix, and we send the kids home happy from this Anna Chlumsky film. Gary.
What is My Girl?
Yeah.
A pitch for a happier ending, 4.
I agree. The two title ladies leap off the cliff in their car, but... they Smokey and the Bandit the canyon and land safely. Andrew.
Who are Thelma and Louise?
Those are the two.
Happier movie ending, 200.
It's a little bit out of the box, but hey, I'm thinking, what if Daniel Day-Lewis just skips the theater and stays in the White House? Andrew.
What is Lincoln?
Yes, with less than a minute to go.
Lit Puri, 400.
This three-letter type of lyric poem was an integral part of Greek drama. Gary.
It was an ode.
Yes.
Three-letter words for 4?
It's a large metal pan used in Chinese cooking. Cedra.
What is wok?
Good.
Legalese, 400.
Tax, wire, and mail are all types of this knowing misrepresentation of the truth. Gary.
What is fraud?
Yeah.
Lit Puri for 2?
'Twas the night before Christmas begins the poem, A Visit from Him. Gary.
Who's St. Nicholas?
Yes.
Three-letter words too?
The nutrient fluid that circulates through a plant. It's also slang for a fool. That would be your sap. Gary?
Achievement, too.
In 1971, this company began as a single store in Seattle. 15,000 are now in the United States, and one likely open just now around the corner. Gary?
The Starbucks?
Yeah.
Legalese, too?
Black's Law defines this as the corrupt payment, receipt, or solicitation of a private favor for official action. Gary.
Is it bribery?
Bribery is right, and you add your lead. Cedra has a lot of catching up to do. She goes first in Double Jeopardy in a moment. I told you we'd have easier material of today on this program, and it worked out in the first round. Let's see what happens in Double Jeopardy. Cedra, here are the categories for you. James Taylor, his life and music, and every clue in the category will be delivered by James Taylor himself. That's followed by world geography. Silicon Valley. B will be in the middle of each correct response. Next, famous names around the garden. Cedra?
James Taylor, 1200.
All right, James, please.
In my new audio memoir, Breakshot, I talk about my early days
including my time in London in the 60s and my association with the Beatles. In fact, my song, Something in the Way She Moves, inspired this Beatle to write his own song that begins with the same line.
Andrew.
Who's McCartney?
Nope. Gary.
Who's Lennon?
No.
Cedra. George Harrison.
George Harrison, yes.
James Taylor, 16.
The first instrument I learned to play wasn't the guitar, but the cello. And in 2016, I had the pleasure of performing with this cello virtuoso at Carnegie Hall's 125th anniversary concert.
Cedra.
Who's Yo-Yo Ma?
You got him.
Geography, 1200.
In 2019, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of this island territory let the U.S. President know it's not for sale. Andrew.
What is Greenland?
Correct.
World Geography, 1600.
Maputo is the capital and largest city of this country on Africa's southeast coast. Andrew.
What is Mozambique?
Yes.
World Geography, 2000.
The Israeli city of Eilat lies at the head of this gulf. Cedra.
What is the Persian Gulf?
No. Gary or Andrew? What is the Gulf of Aqaba? Andrew, back to you.
Famous name, 1600.
LonelyPlanet.com says Tutankhamun's tomb, designated KV62, is one of the least impressive in this area that KV represents. Gary?
The Valley of the Kings?
That's it.
Famous names, too?
Following defeat in 1967's Six-Day War, he resigned as president of Egypt, only to return later by popular demand. Andrew.
Who is Nasser?
Good.
Famous names, 1200.
This Wild West woman claims she got her catastrophic nickname from one Captain Egan, whom she rescued from an ambush. Gary?
Who's Calamity Jane?
Yes.
World Geography for 8?
This river that rises in hills northwest of Moscow flows about 2,200 miles before entering the Caspian Sea. Cedra.
What is the Volga?
Right.
James Taylor, 2000.
In 2020, I released a new album, American Standard, putting my take on some of the songs and show tunes I grew up listening to, like Old Man River from this musical.
That Old Man River.
Gary?
What is Showboat?
Showboat, right you are.
Silicon Valley for 12?
Mix up some of the Portland variety of this building material by combining calcium, silica, iron, and aluminum. Andrew.
What is cement?
Yep.
Famous names, 800.
Journalists Jimmy Breslin, Walter Winchell, and Mike Royko were also this IST, a job requiring a regular output of copy. They were all columnists. Andrew, back to you.
Silicon Valley, 1600.
Valued as a precious gem for its color, this variety of quartz is predominantly silicon dioxide. Cedra.
What is amethyst?
Yes.
James Taylor, 800.
In 1971, I earned my first gold record for a single, and the following year, my first Grammy for this song written by Carole King.
Cedra.
What is Fire and Rain?
Nope. Gary or Andrew? The song was You've Got a Friend. Still does. He has many. Cedra.
Be in the Middle, 2000.
It's the long, broad sash worn with a kimono. Gary.
What is an obi?
Yeah.
Be in the Middle, 16.
In Exodus, the Ark of the Covenant was directed to be this unit of measure and a half the breadth thereof. Andrew.
Was a cubit?
Yes.
Be in the Middle, 1200.
Synonym for an earthquake or tremor. What is a temblor? Back to you, Andrew.
Silicon Valley, 2000.
Answer there, the Daily Double.
1200, please.
All right. This extremely soft silicate with a hardness of 1 is ground up to make a popular body powder.
What is talc?
Talc is right. You're getting closer to the lead.
Around the Garden, 1600.
In this method of plant propagation, stems of one plant are inserted into another so that they unite and grow together. And in the plant world, that's known as grafting. Back to you, Andrew.
World Geography, 400.
Garden of the Gulf and the Island are nicknames for this Canadian province. Andrew.
What is Prince Edward Island?
You are right.
Be in the middle, 800.
To pay back or refund. Andrew.
Was a rebate?
No. Cedra or Gary? What is reimburse? Back to you, Andrew.
Around the garden, 2000.
Poplars and irises are examples of plants that propagate and spread by these fleshy, creeping underground stems. And those are rhizomes. Less than a minute now, Andrew.
Silicon Valley for 800.
These critters can be classified by whether they have skeletons made of calcium carbonate or silicon dioxide. Gary.
What is coral?
No. Cedra or Andrew? You're looking at sponges. Back to you, Andrew.
Famous names, 400.
This Polish astronomer, whose ideas riled up the Catholic Church, was raised by his uncle Lucas, a bishop. Gary.
Who's Copernicus?
Yes.
Around the garden, 12.
Answer, Haley, double.
Let's do 2000.
Already. Charles Darwin called this divine carnivorous plant of the Americas one of the most wonderful plants in the world.
What is a Venus flytrap?
You're right. Go again.
Garden for 8.
This plant of the genus Helianthus is the state flower of Kansas. Gary.
Is a sunflower?
Good. And with that, you're winding up at 16,800. All three of you, though, have enough cash to compete in Final Jeopardy. Here's the subject. Contemporary authors talking about now, or are we? You'll find out when we reveal the clue.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by... This type of chicken lives up to its name and roams the country in a Geico ad. What is free-range chicken? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Very happy to see that we have the possibility of a big payday today. It all depends on how the players do with contemporary authors and this clue. Publishers Weekly has dubbed this former middle school English teacher turned best-selling author Storyteller of the Gods. 30 seconds, contestants. Good luck. Cedra, over to you first. You were in a distant third place with 4,600. But did you come up with the correct response? You wrote down, who is Rick Riordan? And that is correct. And you will add 4,600. You double your score to 9,200. Let's come to Andrew. Not looking happy all of a sudden. Why? Because he wrote down, who is Percy Jackson, who is the character created by Rick Riordan. And Hi Baby Betty. Well, you got that in there. Let's see what it cost you. $54.01. You dropped down to $59.99. Over to Gary Patton now. He had $16,800. And he wrote down the correct response. And he will be the new champion with how much money? $6,001 more. That's $22,801. I told you this game is going to be easier and more fun. And it was. And tomorrow's will be even better.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
They say, do you believe in love at first sight? Yes, when it comes to a dog. It was love at first sight. Mo is family, so I feed him Blue.
Itchy skin distracting you? Cortisone 10. Works fast, and relief lasts 10 full hours. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
I'm out of clubs.
You only get a half hour of Jeopardy a day, but our Facebook page is always on, full of fun facts, highlights, news, and more. So follow Jeopardy on Facebook and get it all now.